written by experts and authorities in the field, and professionally narrated for easy listening. This outline is a valuable tool both during your course and before exam time, or if you're simply interested in the subject. Each outline is detailed and comprehensive, covering everything you might expect to learn in a typical law school course. Included are both capsule and detailed explanations of critical issues and topics you must know to master the course. The material is up to date and cross-referenced with recent case studies covered in leading casebooks. There is a Q&A and a key takeaways section following each topic to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. Also included with your purchase are two bonus audiobooks: The Law School Survival Guide, which is an audiobook full of tips and tricks for succeeding in law school, and The Legal Terminology Audio Learn, which reviews the top 500 legal terms you must know. In this outline, we'll review the following. What is conflicts of law? Traditional theories and choice of law. A survey of escape devices. Modern approaches to choice of law. The place of most significant relationship. Problems, old and new. The Constitution and choice of law. The obligation to provide a forum. Unconstitutional discrimination in choice of law. Other types of jurisdiction. Effect given foreign judgments. Special problems in choice of law, family law. Federal subject matter jurisdiction. The Erie Doctrine, federal common law, and the scope of legislative jurisdiction. Audio Learn's law outlines support your studies, help with exam preparation, and provide a comprehensive audio review of the topic matter. Introduction. This course outlines the theory, black letter law, and important cases for the subject conflicts of law. This can be a rather dry subject, so our objective today is to help you get a thorough understanding of the topic without falling asleep. Conflicts of law is a largely procedural subject, which means you will consider cases and examples that draw from a broad range of civil cases such as torts, contracts, property, family law, constitutional law, and even terrorism. The varied subjects help make conflicts of law more lively because the procedural rules are informed by the facts of the cases. These cases are very fact-sensitive, so when you think through problems on your exams, always look for ways to distinguish cases on the facts. At the end of each section, I will recap the key takeaways, and there will be a quiz to help you understand the topic fully. Let's get started. 1. What is conflicts of law? This outline examines the resolution of cases where the relevant party's conduct or transactions have connections to more than one state or sovereign. Topics include choice of law, personal jurisdiction, full faith and credit, and enforcement of foreign judgments. The question you will always be asked to answer is, what substantive law applies to a given dispute? A. There are three key areas that conflicts of law decide. 1. Which court is eligible to hear a dispute? This is known as jurisdiction. 2. Which law must the court apply? This is known as choice of law. 3. Should the court recognize foreign judgments? This is known as enforcement of judgments. B. Historical development of conflict of laws. The development of the doctrines that govern conflicts of law began with the ancient Egyptians. Their basic tenet was that the forum law always applies. Some states still follow this approach. The Romans said that when the legal dispute involves more than one state or sovereign, you don't choose one law. Instead, the Romans said the applicable laws of both jurisdictions should be meshed into a new law. This is known as jus gentium, which means law of nations, for all of you Latin buffs out there. During the 14th and 15th centuries, the statutists developed a theory that looked at a particular statute to determine whether it was real or personal. Real statutes operated only within the territory of the enacting state, whereas personal statutes followed all people who owed allegiance to the enacting state. This is a unilateral approach because it focuses on the applicable laws themselves to determine which applies.